This is my be moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm still dealing in the area of surrender, and it's that third leg again. It's the, you know, yesterday I talked about sort of seeing surrender as a three-legged stool, surrendering to God's will, surrendering to His timing, and then His approach. The third leg, that surrendering to His approach, is a tough one because it feels like it combines both. So not only do I have to wait on the Lord, but then it's also how I wait. And I often, you know, have come up, sometimes for me, I have to just create an analogy, right? So something I can sink my teeth into. And I came up, call it a crazy analogy, bus stop analogy, because I feel like, God, You put this on my heart. You led me to this bus stop, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and nothing, right? And I'm start out at the bus stop waiting with other people, but now I'm looking at these other people, and they have walked down a new street, taken a new bus ride. Some of them have gotten into a cab or maybe even called an Uber. Some of them have called friends to pick them up. But I'm saying to myself, Lord, You led me here. So I'm going to stand here and wait. But now this approach is the question of how will I wait? Now, let me tell you what He did. This, guess where He led me? He led me back to Jeremiah. And this is Jeremiah 12, 1 through 3. Listen at this. Jeremiah 12, 1 through 3. Lord, You always give me justice when I bring a case before You. Now let me bring You this complaint. Why are the wicked so prosperous? Why are evil people so happy? You have planted them, and they have taken root and prospered. Your name is on their lips, but in their hearts they give You no credit at all. But for me, Lord, You know my heart. I was saying when I read that, Jeremiah, yes, that's it. Father, You know my heart, but here I am. Jeremiah 12:4 says, how long must this land weep? Throws me right back to the bus stop analogy. Father, how long must I wait? But one of the things I thought about, and I don't want to jump around, but I want to tie this in too. My son is doing an internship program. He just sent me his performance review. And, you know, and it was a good one. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have sent it. But, you know, it's he's being evaluated on the work he is doing, but he's also being evaluated on how he's doing the work. And so this is a lesson for me, because it's not just, we cannot wait on the Lord with a bitter heart. And what this teaching is so important for me is because I'm understanding now is that when I am keeping a clean heart standing at that bus stop, that is a sign that I am learning how to surrender to God's approach. So if you're in the same place with me and you struggle with this last leg on this stool, I ask you to join me in standing on, and I'm going to pull a scripture, not from Jeremiah today. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you find yourself waiting at that bus stop too, join me in standing on 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.